Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're getting an overview of Tuolumne County's preliminary adopted fiscal year budget that begins July 1st. It is for fiscal year 2021-22. We're joined by Assistant County Administrator in Tuolumne County, Eric Earhart. Mr. Earhart, before we dive into more different departments and how the budget's going to impact them, the numbers for the budget, you know, the general fund and the overall budget, how do those look this year?
So this year, the general fund budget is approximately $88.7 million, which is an increase of about $5.8 million over last year. Some of the biggest impacts we see that on that is we did receive a $7 million grant for our master stewardship agreement, which allows us to do projects on Forest Service land to help get some of those fuels out of the forest to make it a safer community. Overall, through all budgets, our governmental funds, enterprise funds, and internal service funds, which are those costs associated with just having employment, we're looking at about a $219 million budget. As we compare it to the prior adopted, which is that budget that was adopted back in September, it's about a 7.4% increase over the prior year budget.
When you talk about the overall operational budget versus the general fund budget, what's the difference between those two?
So our general fund are those departments that everybody's really familiar with, such as the library, recreation, law enforcement, animal control, our district attorneys, all of our justice partners. Then we have what we call special revenue funds. Those are funds that come from the state or the federal government that are specifically dedicated to a specific program, such as public health, mental health. So those are our governmental funds, those special revenue fund accounts. Roads would fall under governmental funds. Our enterprise funds would be the library and our airport. I'm sorry, correct that. That would be our ambulance service as well as our airport services. And again, internal service funds, that's our liability, work comp, unemployment, and things of that nature.
Next thing I want to ask you about is law enforcement, specifically the sheriff's office. Are there any changes with staffing with the new budget?
Yeah, so in the prior year budget, with the uncertainty of COVID and the impacts it would have on revenues and expenses, the sheriff did agree last year to freeze six positions within his cost centers. This year, those positions have been brought back. In addition to that, he's made some other minor organizational changes, but also we've also included $150,000 into that budget to start a body-worn camera program for the deputies that are out on the street working.
How about the jail? I know last year with the budget, there was funding for a partial year and kind of soft opening for the jail. Is it now fully funded?
Yeah, so the jail is fully open now, and all the staff and inmates have been moved to the new facility out off of Justice Center Drive.
You know, going down the list, how about district attorney's office? Are they adding any additional staff?
Yeah, the district attorney's office is also added. Last year, they, again, with the uncertainty of COVID, a DA investigator position was eliminated. That position plus one more is being brought back. And through some collaboration with some of our partners, we're actually able to fund about one and a half of those positions with other funds other than general fund dollars. So we did get two additional district attorney's investigators brought back into the district attorney's office.
You know, for those people having issues with animals, did animal control get an additional staff member?
Yeah, so animal control, for a lot of years now, we've had animal control officers that have had to answer phones or work the desk at the front counter there, limiting their ability to go out and actually spend time in the field and deal with those issues that people are calling in about. So we did add an office assistant to animal control to hopefully get our animal control officers out in the field more, doing more of what they're intended for.
You know, public health, behavioral health, they had an interesting year with COVID-19 and the response. Are those departments looking any different this next year?
This last year, public health, behavioral health, those departments really saw an impact from COVID-19, and a lot of their focus shifted to that response and the mitigation of the additional spread of COVID-19. And so really, this budget does include additional responses and steps to help mitigate the additional spread of COVID-19. But really, the big changes you'll see in some of those departments, especially those special revenue departments like that, will come at the adopted budget once we really know what those state allocations will be coming in as we close out this year.
Also, during this past Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, there was a discussion about, you know, looking at some historic buildings that the county has. Can you explain a little bit about that and what's being looked at?
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone has driven up Highway 108 lately, they've seen the construction of the new Tuolumne County Superior Courthouse. That was a state project, and that is scheduled to open on August 23rd of this year. And when that happens, our Superior Court will move out of those county-owned facilities that we have downtown, those historic buildings. So one of the things that the county has been working towards for a while now is to start moving our operations out of leased facilities and back into county-owned facilities to reduce that ongoing cost that we see each year for rents and leases. So the first step in that is going to be really identifying what our needs are, what is the best use of that space. And so with this agreement that we're looking at approving, or that has actually been approved, we'll be able to identify what we can and can't do with those historic buildings, as well as, you know, how do we maximize the use of that space to get some more of our departments out of those county leased facilities into county owned buildings.
So theoretically, some of those spots, departments could be moving into those buildings if it works out?
Correct.
Does that study look at the jail as well, or is that still being used by the sheriff's office?
So that study is going to look at the two courthouses downtown, as well as the Old Tuolumne General Hospital for our health and human services agencies.
Anything else in the budget that's of note that we haven't brought up on this weekend show that stand out?
One of the things when we first start our development of the recommended budget each year, we really try to see how it aligns with the board's goals and objectives that are set earlier on in the year. And this year, those goals and objectives were fire safety and preparedness, community and family health, economic development, modernization of government, and roads and infrastructure. That's internal infrastructure as well. So when we talk about fire safety and preparedness, this budget does include, like I said earlier, $7 million for fuel reduction projects on Forest Service land, another $400,000 for tree mortality programs. It does include $315,000 for a new fire water tender, as well as $450,000 for a Type 2 fire engine that will replace some of our outdated vehicles. Additionally, it does also include an additional fire inspector to make sure that, you know, some of these facilities, commercial facilities, are safe for the public and the staff that are working in there. And when we talk about community and family health, this budget does include or maintains testing and vaccine sites for COVID-19, epidemiology functions, case investigations, contact tracing, and symptom monitoring, just to ensure the safety of our community. And additionally, it also includes the costs associated with homeless advocacy and outreach. Specifically, this year we have $537,000 in grant funding going specific to combating homelessness and really helping that vulnerable population that we have in our county. And when we talk about economic development, this budget includes a $500,000 grant that our Innovation and Business Assistance Director was able to secure to start drafting a regional broadband plan, which would set up some new policies and procedures for moving forward into the future for broadband, and also streamlining the Housing and Community Development Department, which is those addition of those other positions we spoke of earlier. When we talk about modernization of government, you know, through COVID-19, we saw a lot of need to really give people an additional option other than coming in person and getting permits and applications and things of that sort. So we did purchase some new software that will allow a lot of these functions that you do today face-to-face to be done online and make it more efficient and more effective, not only for staff, but also for the community also. One of the things that's really important to us under modernizing government is really we have to make sure we're developing our employees. So it does include about $690,000 across all departments for additional ongoing training for our departments. Some of those trainings are mandated, some of them are just additional trainings to really help our staff grow so that way we can provide a better service to the community. And lastly, you know, roads and infrastructure includes a street sweeper, which is actually important because as we go out and we put sand and salt on the roads during the winter months, that actually has to be cleaned up because what happens is it ends up in the ditches and causes issues with drainage and some other issues. So this is really going to help us get that done a lot faster and get our guys and gals back out on the road making those repairs. One of the things that always comes up in roads is, you know, why do we hire out so many of those jobs? And so I just like to remind people that the public projects code requires us to contract out to the lowest responsible bidder any road project that is in excess of $60,000. So that's why you see a lot of other people doing work on county roads. So those are some of the big, you know, so we really like to remind people that this budget really does focus on those board priorities, which really come from the community to our Board of Supervisors.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Eric Earhart, who is the Assistant County Administrator for Tuolumne County on this weekend, some Mother Lode Views. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll wrap up our conversation on the new fiscal year preliminary budget in just a minute.